USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. It's not just the Midwest and Northeast hunkering down. That big storm blasting the heartland is heading south as well.
We did issue an advisory for extreme cold weather to make sure that all of our market participants are prepared for the conditions that we're expecting.
That's Paul Vegas, head of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. He says they have the power to serve their customers during the cold. More than 30 million of us are now under wind chill alerts, as that wind chill will send the feels-like temperatures well below zero in much of the nation. The wind and snow will combine to produce even more dangerous conditions, according to meteorologist Joe Bastardi of WeatherBell.
Coming to Nebraska by tomorrow night, for instance, you'll be getting zero visibility, temperatures below zero, winds gusting 40, 50 miles an hour.
And they're trying to speed up the clock on Capitol Hill to approve that big federal spending bill. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the deadline may be Friday.
But we hope to do it much sooner than that, because we're mindful that a nor'easter is barreling down the East Coast.
Schumer told colleagues both sides have agreed on the $1.7 trillion omnibus bill and could hold procedural votes on it this afternoon. They're assessing the damage and helping those hurt this morning when a big earthquake rattled off the Northern California coast.
Yeah, we definitely felt it this morning, and not too much damage, just no power and some stuff.
That man was sleeping when the quake struck. It was centered about 10 miles off the coast in Humboldt County. This woman's busy at one of the only places open.
The restaurant's okay. We have a generator, so we're actually up and running.
More than 70,000 customers are without power in Humboldt County. ESPN's reporting that mortgage company billionaire Matt Ishbia is going to buy the Phoenix Suns from Robert Sarver. A recent NBA investigation concluded the Suns organization under Sarver is a toxic workplace. This is USA News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
The Masters says all golfers who are eligible will be invited to next year's tournament. And that includes Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau, Cam Smith, and the others on the LIV Golf Tour. Masters Chairman Fred Ridley says the formation of LIV reinforced his desire to honor the Masters tradition of bringing the best golfers in the world to Augusta in April. A longtime college in the San Francisco Bay Area is shutting down.
A 154-year-old Northern California university announced plans to close its doors for good next year as it struggles with enrollment, operational costs, and financial troubles. Holy Names University in Oakland, California, which opened its doors in 1868, announced in a news release that it will cease operations in May of 2023. I'm Lance Pry.
11 days out, preparations are underway for New York City's Times Square and the annual New Year's Eve celebration. The big crystal ball that's dropped will be installed by this time next week. He's not even on the job, but there are now questions whether Congressman-elect George Santos will ever get to Capitol Hill. The Republican was elected last month in New York's 3rd congressional district, defeating a Democratic incumbent. The New York Times reports Santos lied about where he worked and went to school, and has some unresolved criminal issues pending against him in Brazil. Democrat Josh Lafazan, who lost to Santos, is calling on the House Ethics Committee to investigate. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.